Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. So let's get started. How you doing, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today, and this is an independent POV podcast. I'm here with my guest, Kameta Freeman.
Yes.
All right. I just wanted you to expand on, give me a brief about yourself first.
I'm just a Black American living out here, observing all this stuff, you know.
Okay.
My work. I take care of my kids. I homeschool my youngest. So.
Okay, cool. I want you to expand on the, like, I still forgot, she's an actress. She was saying something about
Jennifer Lewis.
Yeah, her. Mm-hmm. On her, like, what happened to, like, she's saying that Black woman's man was Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said something like, I mean, we understand that, but it's the same person that would tell us to continue
to vote.
To mm-hmm. vote blue no matter who.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, which is true. Very true.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about her before I tell you what I think about her? What do you think?
I think it's like she's the same people who tell people to who promote this. I mean, mm-hmm. She doesn't really offer no real solution.
Mm-mm.
She's not independent. She's on the same side.
Exactly.
put Black men in this predicament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yes, we hear what you're saying, but you still gonna tell vote for the same people who mm-hmm. you know, put Black men out of the home in the first place.
Right.
Not trying to say voting red based on what they said, but it just shows, data shows it, you know?
What, that is the, it's the Democrats or?
Yeah. I mean, Black people have been voting Democrats for like 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing been, and we continue to vote and still getting the same odds, like, over and over and over. Like, I've voted both sides, so I'm already at to the point, like, I probably just gonna skip and just vote locally.
How old are you? You voted both times? What you mean?
I voted both Democrat and Republican.
Oh, okay, I see. Mm-hmm.
So.
In the presidents? I have never... Yeah. I said in the presidential elections?
Yes.
Wow. I have never voted Republican. I am like, I can't bring myself to do it. Like, I will sit it out before I will vote. Not shaming you or nothing. I'm not knocking anybody
right.
who does do that because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some of the shit they are on does help us by default, you know, mm-hmm. the conservatives or whatever. But I just can't do it because they're still so fucking racist. You know what I'm saying? I can't. But these last two times, I just didn't vote for nobody, but my dumb ass voted for Obama twice.
Yeah.
And I voted for Hillary, so kill me. God, yeah. I'm mad at myself. Never again, though. Never again. Right. I just won't vote.
Like, I voted for Obama, Hillary, and I voted for Trump as well. So,
mm-hmm. At the time, I couldn't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now, in retrospect, like, not mm-hmm. mad at y'all because shit was better.
Right.
Shit was better.
Do you think it was better with Trump or Biden?
Bet Trump.
Trump, yeah. Yes. For me, it's like, with Trump, it was like, if you was like in a already in a good position, like you can actually see it, like you was building something,
right?
And then like if you wasn't and you kind of get up to a ladder, it was like the earth was still, you know, things were getting better, but the earth was still standing still for you. So that's why I feel, because I was seeing people making, like, was traveling. That was like, y'all not usually traveling like that. Like, look at y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about under Trump?
Yeah. Like, and you know, I was seeing my black friends traveling, and they were traveling a lot often that I wasn't traveling.
I was getting ready to. Then the pandemic bullshit hit or whatever. And I tell you, I bought my house under Trump.
Wow.
Yes. I want to buy another house or whatever. But I'm like, I don't want to buy shit right now.
Yeah.
I pay my car off and I want to give it to my oldest son. But I'm like, I want to buy a new car right now. Because I don't want to pay these prices.
Yeah, I bought my car last year, 2021, and it's my first car. And that kind of like, wow.
It might not have been that bad as it is now.
Yeah, and I wanted to just to step out and buy a house, but now it's like,
wait,
man, that's suicide, yo.
Just wait. Just wait. Just wait it out and see. Because I don't even know what the little interest rate is right now. When I bought my house, it was low as hell. It was low for everybody. Like, the natural interest rate for buying a house.
Yeah.
It was really low. Now I don't even know what it is, and I don't want to know.
Right.
But anyways.
And it was like, man, like, we getting something here. And it's like, I still wanted to position myself and getting a better job. Now, it's like, getting a job is pointless because, like, everybody getting fired. Like, anybody getting fired, getting quit in jobs, like, just laying off people left and right. I'm like, Google.
Really? My only hesitancy that I would think about changing jobs right now is getting vaccinated if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? That would be it. Like, they still out here in some places trying to force you to do that.
Yeah.
To get a job, even though work remote.
Right.
And I don't think Trump would have been allowing that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my thing is, like, he just, like, just said, like, if you wanted to take it, you can take it. He just made it available for you.
Right.
He didn't force you to take it or have businesses to take it. You know?
Like, that's how it should be.
Right. And for me, it's like, I just want, like, for me, the best thing to make is just get a business. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, I understand he wants, like, don't want jobs. And it's like, well, jobs is, like, have officially been mediocre now. Depending on a job that's paying you six figures, it's like, what's a job now? I'd rather have a business than have a job, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, everybody don't have... Well, fortunately for the powers that be or the powers that should not be, that's a good thing that everybody don't have that mindset. People don't.
Yeah.
People don't think about having no business. And that's the way they want it to be.
I think they need to give, like, so what do you think about, like, I mean, he already announced his presidency as becoming president.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think? Would you vote him?
I listened to him when he announced it or whatever, and sounds like a new Trump, you know? He sounds real serious now. He sounds very polished now. Like, I don't know, you trying to assimilate with the rest of the Republicans or what? You know what I'm saying? Because before, he was kind of like not fucking with no other Republicans either. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff he was saying, like, I want the death sentence for drug dealers and stuff. To me, that's like code word for black people. So I just don't know. But I know on the other hand, hopefully he'll crack down on all this illegal immigration and all this other stuff.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to, like, if he does win the presidency, he's going to immediately have to get rid of all the immigrants. Like, mm-hmm. he's going to have to push them out. Mm-hmm. And what you think about reparations?
They need to run us our money.
Yeah.
They need to run us our paper. That's how I feel about reparations.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, them giving us reparations is going to actually fix America. I mean, if he wants America to be top tier, he's going to have to run us that paper to black Americans, you know?
If he wants us to vote for him.
Yeah. It's not just about the vote, but you, like, if you want America to be fixed, like, black America is going to have to yet again build America again. Like, for real.
Yeah. I feel you. I just don't think they want to fix it right. I don't think they want to fix it right. I think they want it to stay how it is.
Yeah.
Where it benefits them only.
Yeah.
Or they'll scorched earth this mug. That's how I feel. I feel like it's going to be scorched earth out here. But at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. I want my money.
Right.
So we just going to be scorched earth out here. Because I'm never going to stop asking for it. I'm never going to stop talking about it. So, that's how I feel.
And also, like, I think, like, once they hit up the money in California, that's going to be crazy, you know? I think for those who are complaining what there's, like, 5 million is not enough, it's like, I just take the money and just leave California.
Right, exactly.
It's like, California's done. It's done.
Like, exactly.
But really, I think they don't want to pay a black man money because they know a black man what he can do.
They don't want to level the playing field.
Yeah.
Because ain't no white supremacy without anti-black racism.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't anything. Like, their whole identity of supremacy is built around putting us down. Like, they don't have, like, an identity or any high self-esteem outside of us getting put down. It's sad. Like, there's nothing. They're nothing without us being subjugated. And if that ever ends, then they'll end.
Mm-hmm.
They'll cease to exist.
Yeah.
That's why you see this now. Well, at least they think they will. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what they're scared of. Because we're not like them. We're not going to get out here and try to now oppress y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not us.
Right.
We don't got time for that.
Because I think black men probably, you know, getting that money and just leave America completely. But, I'm gone.
Some would, definitely.
Yeah, I do see them leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, some of money and I'm gone.
Some would. That would be their prerogative. Like, I'm not one of these people who are like, oh, passport bros, kiss my ass. You know,
right.
I don't care. If that's what you want to do, do it. My thing is, just don't put down your own people, you know what I'm saying, in the process.
Right.
It don't have to be like that.
Yeah, it really don't.
Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't care. Everybody's allowed to do whatever they feel like they want to do.
Yeah. But, thank you for having this podcast, Kamet. Mm-hmm. Where can they find you on social media?
Oh, I'm on Twitter. We didn't even talk about it. Oh, girl.
Who?
Jennifer Lewis.
I thought we did. I mean, she's one of those, basically, shield. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
she is.
She just a Democratic shield.
Yeah, she is. You're right. But I'm on Twitter. That's it. I'm not really big on social media. And my handle is at just my tude.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. That's what I got for you guys today. And until next time, guys, be amazing.
Bye. Thank you for having me. Bye.
See ya.